All right, let's call the Senate Transportation Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 1:42 p.m., Tuesday, March 23rd. Present today, we have Vice Chair Schauer, Senator Machicki, Senator Keel, and myself, Senator Myers, as chair. We have a quorum. Staffing committee today, we've got Nancy Hemingway from Senate Records. We've got Marissa Truitt for our moderator, and we've got Michaela Anderson, my committee aide. Another quick reminder to please silence your cell phones. So we've got one item on the agenda today. We will be finishing out the amendment process for Senate Bill 74, the GO bond bill. We've got, one amendment that I know of, I believe. And then we've got some department representatives on the line if we have any questions regarding the current amendments. So to begin with, Vice Chair Schauer. Since we've got a working CS.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to take up 32-GS1716-4/B as the working draft.
Seeing no objection, we now have the new working CS as our working draft. And I believe we have, one amendment available right now. And so, Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move amendment number one.
And I will object for purposes of discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You have members should have in front of them the amendment itself, but also an email behind it. And I will refer maybe to the description rather than the bullet points on that. Should I give the amendment number one, Mr. Chairman, is B as in Bethel dot one.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So, Mr. Chairman, the short answer on what this amendment does, it deletes the remaining projects in the bond package that are matched for federal highway formula money or federal airport formula money. And this, we largely had this conversation in the committee previously about whether that's the right way to use the general obligation bonding of the state, pledge the full faith and credit of the state of Alaska for the next 20 years on projects we are going to do anyway to provide match that we have never failed to provide in that I can think of, and in a way that does not really functionally add any money to the pot from the federal government, does not accelerate the arrival of money or projects from the federal government. So I would like to see all of these projects replaced with remarkable things that are transformative and really move Alaska's economy forward, or address major challenges of the state, but only to provide match money for formula money that's coming from the feds one way or the other. I just don't think that's the appropriate way to use the bonds. So that's amendment one. Thank you.
All righty. Other discussion? Senator Machicki.
Yeah, thank you. If this amendment had only highways in it with a very high rate of match, I would support it. But if this bond package moves forward, essentially what this would do is accelerate some of those projects over and above our normal capital budget process. I think you know I'm generally struggling with the concept of a GO bond right now anyway, but there are critical projects on here from the Dalton Highway, bridges at Montana, Sheep Creek, and Goose Creek, Seward Highway, Sterling Highway. I will tell you that some of these projects are on highways that I drive on a regular basis that have severely damaged surfaces that I would like to see accelerated for public safety improvements. There are a few things that we do in this state that really matter to people when we talk about budget reductions. They're not talking about transportation. They're not talking about public safety. They're talking about peripheral things that perhaps we can no longer afford. So I kind of wish that this amendment had just the airport projects in it, but it doesn't. So I won't be supporting the amendment.
Any other discussion? Okay. Senator Schauer?
Mr. Chairman, yes, just a little, because it's the same thing. I'm struggling with the entire package, and I know we said we'd have a debate today. We could probably have it after this, you know, the amendment, whatever, but I'm at this point, to be quite frank, for the record, I'm leaning towards just can't. I don't want to support the entire thing, not just this amendment in that sense, but I want the whole package. I think we could do this better and differently with all the money we have coming in, what's there. And quite frankly, I'd like to see this, as the hockey analogy goes, you know, send it off to where penalties go to die, to the corner or something. But because of other reasons, like I said, to be clear, I support the projects and the things we're doing is how we're doing it. So I struggle with that for the very same reason. I'm almost to the point of, you know, instead of amending it to death and is just make it go away so we can do the appropriate things we need to do. So I didn't know if it's time to say that now or before we vote on this, because that's not the point about the amendment. I could agree with, we had quite a few more we were going to put in, but seeing where this one was going with the kind of the general philosophy and the rest of it, I said, you know what, I'm just going to pull them all and work to just make the whole thing go away and do it the right way. So it's getting really dirty in the process, and I appreciate what Senator Keel's doing, and I totally get it, and I don't disagree. It's just kind of how it's playing out. So I just wanted to throw that before the amendment that's coming out, which is why I pulled mine, just to try to, for what it's worth. Thank you.
Okay. Alrighty, so Senator Keel, I will go ahead and maintain the objection. You will still maintain the amendment or withdraw it?
Mr. Chairman, could we have a brief at ease?
Okay, brief at ease. All right, back on the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I very much appreciate the conversation, and I know this bill has more steps to go. I will withdraw Amendment 1.
Okay, so Amendment 1 has been withdrawn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You bet. All righty. Moving forward then, there are no other amendments that we have prepared. Is there further discussion on the bill itself or other conceptual amendments that either of you wish to offer? Oh, Senator Machicki.
Mr. Chairman, I just have a question. Started working through this CS. My understanding, this CS is simply the amendments that we have already passed. There are no additional changes to this bill other than the amendments that we did last week. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Thank you.
Yep. Any other discussion or debate on the bill?
Would this be the time, Mr. Chairman, to discuss this as we said we would discuss last week?
Have the debate, yep. Tis the season.
Okay. I'll have to pull my book up here, maybe as if you, the other committee members, chat for a bit. But I thought it was important to put it on the record after the discussion we had last week that the projects, by and large, perhaps all of them, I support in one manner or another. It's not about the projects. It's about the process, how we're funding this. And so I think it's important that people hear that, because I've had a lot of phone calls about one particular project, the West of Sutton Access Road, and I don't disagree. We need that project if we're going to grow our economy, if we're going to expand it, if we're going to provide good-paying jobs, sustainable jobs. We need many of these projects, if not all of them, in one form or another. And as Senator Machicki just said a bit ago, we also have a lot of things that we need repairs on, and we're behind, partly because the money's been squoze and how we've been having to struggle with paying our bills that we owe, plus, you know, still maintaining our infrastructure. So this is not about the projects. This is about the broader picture of how we're paying for this. And when you look at the numbers, I think I can't even remember if I brought them up last week if I had them or not. You know, we went through the data from Jefferies, and it's, you know, about $100 million, you know, we were borrowing for this $350, and we're already in deficit as it is. And when, as Senator Keel pointed out, and Senator Machicki yourself, we've all discussed this over the last week and a half, 2 weeks, this money is all there in one form or another. Some of these things, as we asked the administration last week, were already funded. In some cases, fully funded, and yet we're bonding. So what are we doing? It doesn't pass the sniff test to me to do it the way we're doing this. You certainly could have cut it down to something that would only accelerate. However, I believe it's important, again, that the people here, I think everybody in this committee supports the projects and the things we're doing. It's a matter of how we do this, and there is money. And I won't sit here and take everybody's time to go through it, but, you know, we've found $165 million of unallocated money from last year. That DOT has $112 million coming in from the new tranche of money from the federal government. Most of the money just for this bond is there already to do these projects and other things that we have coming in and available, plus our federal match, plus the things we're doing. So I think this is a matter of I can't remember who said it last week, but somebody did. It was almost like we're forward funding DOT for a year. We don't do that. That's kind of what this feels like in a way. So I think it's important that in the debate as we discuss this is that people hear that loud and clear. This committee supports the projects, and we need to do these projects. They are important. Last time I'll say it. This is about how we're funding those projects, not that we are opposed to the projects, because we are not. So maybe that's all that needs to be said, Mr. Chair. We haven't really had a chance to come out and say that yet, so people hear it and understand. And I believe one of the committee members said this last week, this does not mean your airport's not going to be fixed. This does not mean your road's not going to be redone, or your bridge isn't going to be repaired, or the school isn't going to be built. This is about how we're paying for it and where it sits on the timeline. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. So thank you for the chance to chat about that, Mr. Chair. I thought it was something that we probably need to get on the record as it goes through.
Thank you, Senator Schauer. Senator Kinchicki, anything at the moment?
Sure. I guess just to kind of participate in this discussion. For me, one of the reasons I didn't support many of the amendments is those projects are important. And sometimes Alaskans listen to these things and may not know that we're discussing a particular type of funding in this GO bond package. And I do want to highlight the need in the state. We have infrastructure needs that are critical. And I know my constituents are traveling back and forth on a highway that is deficient. The road surface is damaged to the point where there are significant safety issues. And I did not want to lose sight of the fact that these are important projects. Why I didn't think it was important in this particular bill is because perhaps when this bond package was considered, we were not aware of the infrastructure package that's likely coming out of Congress. We weren't aware of the ARA funding that came our way that we didn't know would pass both bodies and be signed by the president. We're in a very different position financially than we were when this package was assembled. So this is nothing against the administration. I appreciate the fact they were looking to a creative way to make sure that Alaskans are safe and some critical project work. And would have accelerated some of the regular capital projects that we would have in the budget on an annual basis. But even though the cost to borrow is at a historic low, if that math is not the right math, you're actually not saving anything. I'd rather have properly considered projects using our bond capacity in a couple of years when we may need it, mm-hmm. that is used efficiently at 2.5% or 3%. Than inefficient projects that are where we borrow at 2% or under 2%. So that's kind of where I am on this. Again, I think it was important for people to know that we do think these projects are important. Their lives in many cases kind of depend on the safety that would be delivered through the completion of these projects. But I think we have a bill now that I'm certainly done with in this committee, and we'll see how it plays out. But I think we're looking at it in the right light, considering what we know today about federal funding that's coming our way that we can utilize more efficiently without the burden of a bond. So I'm good with that, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate your work on this, and hopefully we can put our heads together on the most efficient use of the federal funds that are coming our way without the cost of borrowing.
Just on that note, I think one of the things that this bill illustrates is that we have a slow deliberative process in this building, and that's a good thing by and large, but every now and then situations develop a little faster than we can deal with legislation, and so I think that may be one of the issues that we're dealing with here right now. So that being said, unless there's any other comments, Senator Schauer?
One more. Yep, I will, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I will give you this as well. This is prepared by Jeffries LLC, that if you want to put it on the record, it was just the showing the numbers for the bond. I know you'd asked about it, so if you want to see it, it's there. I can certainly forward it to you with that. And I do appreciate what Senator Kinchicki said. I think it's important to note that some of the information came out that was newer. That's certainly part of it. This is not about trying to, fight the administration or say that this was the wrong way to approach it, months ago. But this is about now and about what we can afford to do. So when you look at the numbers, it's important to note that it's things do change. And I think that there's a better way to do this with where we sit financially right now and what we know is coming in, as I've discussed. put it on the record. I think we should take the fiat money and turn it into concrete and steel. So I'm not sure how well that fiat money is going to work out for us here as the debt's become unsustainable. And I'm not talking state, I'm talking national. So if we're going to get that, I believe we turn it into things that we need while it's available and do it now and not be looking at it over a 20-year life cycle. So thank you.
All righty. I don't have any other comments unless either you gentlemen do. Well, Mr. Vice Chair, yes? We did that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I think we did do that. Yeah, I remember doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're all caught up. Sorry. No, that's not right. No worries. Yeah, brief at ease. All right, back on the record. All right, with that, Mr. Butt, we have concluded the amendment process for SB 74. So what is the will of the committee?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 74.
Oh. I'm sorry?
Oh, I didn't know you had one.
We didn't have an objection.
Good. Woo! You missed that one.
It's all right.
Better to ask than not.
Right.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 74, Work Order 32-GS17164/Bravo, as amended with individual recommendations and forthcoming revised fiscal notes.
All righty. Seeing no objection, SB 74 moves with committee with amendments and forthcoming fiscal notes. Ledge Legal is directed to make any changes or deletions to the suggested language, including technical conforming or bill title changes to accomplish the intent of any conceptual amendments to this bill, which I don't think we had, but...
The amendment was withdrawn.
Correct.
So it wasn't amended then as amended.
Oh, okay. So SB
70. That's true. We can strike it if you want.
Okay. Hang, 1 minute. At ease. Alrighty, back on the record after a little paperwork faux pas. Mr. Vice Chair.
All right, since you've asked about the will of the committee, Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 74, Work Order 32-GS1716, /Bravo, with individual recommendations and forthcoming revised fiscal notes.
All right. Seeing no objection, SB 74 moves from committee with forthcoming fiscal notes. We will take a brief at ease to complete the paperwork.